papers. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Triple-digit heat is back in much of the Centennial State.
Denver officially hit the century mark for the fourth time this summer Thursday with a high of 102 degrees recorded at its airport. That was only 1 degree shy of the record for July 8th. Grand Junction tied its record of 104. Burlington and Lamar each hit 100, and it was 101 in Lyman, 100 at Durango, 102 in Fort Collins, 103 in Greeley, and a blazing 106 in Ray. More hot high temps are forecast for today as well. I'm Jim Williams.
State emergency rules on the COVID-19 pandemic are over. Governor Jared Polis ended the last executive order he'd put out on COVID yesterday. Although places like Mesa and El Paso counties are still seeing surges in cases tied to the new Delta variant, cases and hospitalizations continue to go down overall statewide.
My North Star has always been avoiding overwhelming our hospital system. And I'm proud to say that we've succeeded in Colorado, where others have failed.
The governor added that he believes COVID-19 is still around and may be part of everyone's lives from now on, but he says getting more Coloradans vaccinated will help. The state's hospital association says 9 of every 10 people currently in Colorado hospitals for COVID-19 treatment had not been vaccinated. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has appointed outside attorneys to lead an investigation into accusations that some Air Pollution Control Division staff at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment knowingly disregarded air quality enforcement standards and asked subordinates to do the same. In the event that the Air Division did violate state or federal law, Weiser and the Office of the Attorney General would be called on to defend them. That's why Weiser appointed attorneys at Troutman Pepper Hamilton Sanders as a special assistant attorney to conduct the investigation. The Environmental Protection Agency is conducting a separate but similar investigation into the Air Division's practices. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Imagine waking up to enjoy breakfast in the stunning Grand Lodge before heading out to Arapahoe Springs Water Park, where you and the family can splash in pools, zip down water slides, float through the lazy river, and escape to a private cabana. Then unwind with a poolside drink before heading inside to relax, wake up, and do it all over again. Enjoy your summer of more at Gaylord Rockies Resort. Visit GaylordRockies.com to book today.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside
his cave. Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border. Puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where it had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Welcome, 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 KHNC listeners, to the Friday, yay, Friday, that gets an exclamation point, the Friday, Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on, where else, 1360 AM. KHNC. I'm Glenn Tate. I am the co-host of the Saturday show that airs on this station called Prepping 2.0. I co-host it with my lovely wife, Shelby Gallagher. We are both prepper fiction authors who have gone into the podcasting and radio syndication business, along with keeping our day jobs, which is kind of insane. But guess what? We love it. We love getting the message out about being prepared, helping folks, taking very reasonable steps to be prepared. You're never going to hear us say you need a $7,000 meteor helmet, you know, in case a meteor hits you on the head. You're never going to hear that kind of stuff from us. We're very practical, very reasonable. But the Open Forum is not really about prepping, although that often enters into the discussion. It's more of a current events and a discussion of what's going on. And I love having you with me. I love having you listen. And I hope I am worth an hour of your time in the subsequent hour that we're going to have here, in which I'm going to talk about the divide grows, but you're ready. That's today's topic. The divide grows, but you're ready. The divide, of course, referring to this country. This, it seems like, even just in the past week, this country has become even more divided, which is saying something. It was already pretty divided. The reason I bring this up is the divide in this country, obviously between blue states and red states, and even down to blue counties and red counties in some instances, this affects your life. This isn't just interesting, although it is interesting. It isn't just interesting political and sociological observations. This affects you because I think, candidly, guys, borders are going to change. State borders, they may not formally change on a map, but functionally they're going to change. You might be living in a place that's governed by much better people in a much better way, or you may be trapped in a place that is continuing its downward spiral, the blue areas. So this is why all of this matters, and I have some observations about this and some data, too. First, let's start with the topic on this divide of the exodus. The exodus. Yes, it is here. Anecdotal evidence abounds that a lot of people, including my wife and I, are moving from blue states to red states. We are in the process of relocating, which for the video viewers of the show, you'll notice a different background where our studio here is getting all moved and we're packing stuff up. So everything is different. I'm sitting at where Shelby normally sits, for example. We are relocating. In fact, we're going to take photographs today of the interior of the house for the listing for our Washington State house. That's how far along we are. In any event, we are doing the difficult work, the expensive undertaking, and the very stressful situation of picking up and relocating, selling a house, selling a cabin, buying a house, renting a house, starting a business, closing down a business, jobs, moving everything. Here's a great example of the stress. It's all worth it. This is my point. This is not the Glenn Tate Complains Hour, because that's terrible radio. We're not going to have the complaint show, because I wouldn't even listen to that. But the other night, I needed to put together a fuel pump because we have a bunch of fuel tanks, and I need to get the gasoline out of them and into my trucks so I can move, because you can't leave a bunch of gasoline at the old place. And I needed a screwdriver to put this pump together. I don't know where my screwdriver – I didn't know where a single screwdriver was. You know why? Everything's packed up. Half of it's in Montana. The other half are in tubs. We're all kind of putting it into a shed so that when – people take pictures of the interior of the house, you know, you don't see anything in the house. So it's very stressful to work really hard all day long. Put in about a 12-hour day doing law stuff. I'm a lawyer. Don't hold it against me. I sue the government, represent conservative causes, so I'm not the other kind of lawyer. That is the other 99.99999% of lawyers. When you can't find a screwdriver and it's getting dark and you need to put fuel in a truck, it's kind of stressful. Anyway, again, not complaining. But I'm acknowledging, is my point with all of this, that relocating is stressful, expensive, and time-consuming. Why am I saying that? Because it means even more when I'm going to say millions of people. I'm going to go ahead with that as a guess. Millions of people right now are exodizing. I make up a word every single show, and exodizing means the act of being in an exodus, as defined by Glenn Tate, the Glenn Tate Dictionary. Exodizing. Kind of got a ring to it, really. Anyway, hundreds of thousands, a million, whatever, who cares? A huge number of people in this country are exodizing from blue states to red states. It's not just because my wife and I are doing it, and we think everybody else is. We have a ton of friends in the preparedness community nationally, all over the place. Over and over again, people are saying, yeah, we're picking up stakes. Two weekends ago, Shelby had three friends. They were kind of like more, I don't know, regular, normal people friends, not preparedness kind of people. I always laugh at myself by, juxtaposing normal people to the people I hang out with. Anyway, some of her normal friends that live in Oregon, three of them in one weekend said, all three of them, and they don't know each other, they're unrelated. They all said on Facebook, we're moving to Idaho. It's getting really hard to find a house in Idaho, Montana, probably Wyoming too. I haven't looked there, but I'm sure that's a situation. So there's this huge exodus going on, which should tell you something. Because, again, time-consuming and stressful. People don't do this just for fun. People are moving for a reason. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what those reasons may be and the differences between blue and red states. Stick around.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Samson with High and Mighty Construction, a local business here in Northern Colorado. Been doing this for about 4 or 5 years. Do anything from remodels, renovations, drywall paint, interior, exterior. And the phone number is 970-584-9033. You do great quality work, have plenty of references upon request. And once again, the phone number is 970-584-9033.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna carry.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Open Forum on KHNC, 1360 AM. Of course, what else are you going to listen to? Seriously, what else are you going to listen to? I'm Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0, and your host today and every Friday of the Open Forum. I wanted to remind folks, I alluded to this earlier, there's a video version of this show that I do, which is available for Prepping 2.0 Patreon subscribers, and you can find out more about that at prepping2-0.com and click on the Patreon button, blah, blah, blah. Well, we were talking about the divide grows, but you're ready. And there's two parts of this, as you can tell, two parts of this conceptually to this show. The divide grows, which is kind of the pessimistic part, to be honest, because awful things are happening in blue America. Great things are happening in red America. And then the other half, but you're ready. And the reason you're ready, I'll just jump to that, give you a preview. You're listening to the show. You're listening to KHNC. You have an open mind. You understand that everything isn't hunky-dory. You understand that there's something very historic happening in this country, and big things. And you probably also understand that God put you in this place at this time for a reason. I'm convinced that that's true of me, and my wife Shelby's convinced it's true of her. We're here for a reason. And we're not going to say, oh, God, you put me here in this historic time when there's all this turmoil and chaos and there's a need for decency and leadership and solutions. I'm going to sit on the couch and eat potato chips. No, we're not doing that. We're all in. And if you're listening, you're all in also. And that's why I love talking to you guys, because you're receptive, because you get it. So back to the divide. Talked about the Exodus before the break. Now we'll talk about blue states. This week's chronicles of all that is wrong with blue states. I hate to be so pessimistic, but doggone it. Here's a little example. I touched on this a couple shows ago, but it exemplifies a lot about blue states, and you'll see the direct contrast to red states here in a moment. The death of customer service. And I'm going to tell you a quick little story about my bank, and this happened yesterday. And it's going to illustrate a lot of stuff. So this isn't the Glenn Tate cranky old guy complaining about his bank hour. Because, again, I wouldn't listen to that on the radio, and you shouldn't either. But there's going to be some meaning to all of this. I hope you agree. I bank at a large bank because it's very convenient nationwide, a bunch of other stuff. By the way, probably going to switch over to a local bank when we get into Montana. Brian was right when he was talking earlier, or Jason on the show a few minutes ago about, you know, working locally with people. It's totally the way to go. Anyway, this large bank up until to go was pretty cool. There were local people that worked there, nice tellers. They were very professional, very helpful. The lobby was open. I understand that your governor, Governor Polis, has said that the emergency is over today. So apparently yesterday there was a pandemic and today there's not. So a week ago, there was just as much lack of pandemic problem in Washington State as there is today. However, or I shouldn't say however, the lobby was open, which is cool. I do some banking. I got some weird checks, weird payees, weird situations. Sometimes I need to go to the lobby, right? I don't go to the lobby just to chat with people. I go to the lobby when I need to. Anyway, So I had this complicated check, blah, 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 facsimile of a check returned because it was deposited the wrong account, blah, 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 it doesn't matter. It was complicated, okay? So the customer service people at this bank told me on the phone, you need to go into the lobby and get this resolved. I said, okay. So I go to the lobby 2 days ago. It's closed. It just says lobby's closed. Go through the drive-thru. Well, that's not going to work. So it said by appointment only. And I'm seeing this all over banks. I mean, I don't know if it's the same where you guys are, but honestly, in the past week, I've seen these signs popping up absolutely everywhere at all kinds of different banks, big mega banks. The local banks, they still deal with people like human beings instead of numbers. So it says make an appointment. I'm like, okay, kind of a hassle, but I'll play along. I'm a reasonable guy. I'm not high maintenance, right? So I don't see a phone number to call. So I call, I look on the interwebs, as the kids call it, and look up this bank's branch and the phone number, call the number. Nobody answers the phone. Nobody answers the phone. Ah, kind of hard to make an appointment if nobody answers the phone. So yesterday, my wife and I, because she was involved, because the check was made out to her, so she was involved in all this. We have a lot going on. Like I mentioned, I can't even find a screwdriver right now to do a fuel pump to get fuel in my truck, like before it gets dark. So we're kind of busy. Oh, by the way, that day I had a needle that needed to get pulled out of my port that stuck into my heart because of chemotherapy. So I had that going on. That was a party. So had a limited amount of time. We go to the window and we're like, surely we can wave through the big glass window and somebody will see us and let us in. I mean, of course, we've tried to make an appointment. So there's one guy, we go up to the door, it's a big glass door. There's one guy in there just sitting there. I'm not kidding you. He wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting there. We're waving and stuff, and he's ignoring us. It's kind of rude. So he's just ignoring us and ignoring us and ignoring us. Finally, after my wife got pretty animated, Shelby's an alpha female. They're awesome if you can handle them, but if you can't, then it's not awesome, and I can handle her. Anyway, finally she gets the guy to come out, and he says, it's by appointment only. And Shelby says, yeah, well, we've tried that and told the whole story about trying it. How do we make an appointment? You go to the drive-thru, he says, and you give them your phone number, and they'll call me, and then I'll make an appointment. So I can't, you can't answer your phone. You can't answer your business phone. I need to go to a drive-up, have them write down my phone number, and then they call you. Okay, this is awesome customer service. Here's an important fact. All of the local people who used to work there up until, I guess, a week or two ago, they're all gone. There's one guy, and if I may do a little stereotyping, I think he's from Seattle. Just going to put it out there. So all the local people are gone, probably because some MBAs in some conference room in corporate America said, hey, we can slash our labor costs. We just won't have lobbies, and a couple people will complain about it, but everybody else here in this drone blue state, where people wear masks even though they're vaccinated, they'll just comply because we have largely in this blue state of Washington a compliant drone population, not the drones that fly around, the drones that are like the unthinking worker bees. We just have these drones and they'll just do what they're told. So that's probably what they were thinking. So finally my wife said, there's no phone number up here, and she got mad, said some bad words, which I don't repeat on the radio, especially not on KHNC. And she said, how do we make an appointment? We were told we had to come to the lobby to deposit this check. How do we do it? He said, manager, passive-aggressive Seattleite guy, total wimp, by the way. I was going to use another word, but I'm just going to go with wimp. I mean, pathetic. Everything you think about Seattle soy boys, this is the guy. So he says, you need to call the 800 number to make an appointment. And Shelby said, so I'm going to be in a phone tree for 20 minutes to try to make an appointment when you're standing right here. Okay. And then he said, again, very snarkily, snarky is like Seattleites have invented and perfected snarky. It's basically being sarcastic and dismissive. Then he snarkily said to my wife, I'll write the 800 number on the door on this piece of paper just for you. Wow. Wow, that was really uncool. Now you're affecting my wife's honor. So now I get involved and stuff gets kind of crazy. So we ended up depositing the check in the drive-thru, which is a whole other story, which doesn't matter to this. So later on, 20 minutes later, I call the bank and I try to make a complaint. What account are you asking about? It's not an account, automated phone system. I need to lodge a complaint. What account? If you don't have an account number, we're going to hang up on you. Oh, okay. Okay, corporate America. This is how this is going to be, huh? And by the way, this didn't used to be this way until about 2 weeks ago. And now I'm seeing all these signs everywhere about lobbies being closed. The corporate – and this is happening in blue states. And I keep teasing this. It doesn't happen in red states. And I'll give you a concrete example of that when I get done describing the badness of the blue state situation. So finally I get a hold of somebody, wasting my valuable time, by the way. And not to be a jerk, it kind of is valuable, especially right now. I need to be moving. I'm doing law stuff. People pay me certain amount per hour to do stuff. So there's actually a value associated with my time. Everybody's time is valuable. So finally I get to the person who will listen to my complaint and I say, how do I lodge a complaint? And they said, are you guys – get this, guys. Said, why don't you contact the branch manager? And I said, oh, the person that I have the complaint against? How am I supposed to contact the branch manager when he won't answer the phone? I said, let me guess. I'm supposed to write on a piece of paper that I complain against you, sir, and I'm supposed to, what, shove it under the door? Oh, now I'm shoving a note under the door of a bank, and they're probably going to change it around to say, I, Glenn Tate, hereby announce that I'm robbing this bank. Is trying to be funny. So I said, so I need to slip a note to the person who I'm complaining against who's going to crumple it up and throw away. That is your complaint process, corporate America. That's what you're suggesting. Oh, so then they said, well, here's a P.O. box. You can write a snail mail letter to complain. I said, I don't have a half an hour to write up the recount all the facts of this. I said, this is absurd. I can't make a complaint. I can't go to a lobby. Your branch manager or whatever his title is condescending and rude to my wife. And then I, not to be a jerk, gave the person on the phone the figure of how much money every year, past calendar year, has gone in and out of my accounts, only because we have several businesses, not like I'm a high roller. It's just a lot in and a whole lot out. So there's not a lot of profit in all of that. But there's a high volume. And so I realized I'm not going to yell at this customer service person because they had nothing to do with it. Here's where all this is going. Here's the juicy vindication. So I write my little letter that basically said, here's the branch manager, here's the branch, here's the time. Extremely rude. Call me and find out the details because I'm not going to waste my time writing them down. So I took that letter and I mailed it to the P.O. box where I'm sure nobody will ever read it. P.O. box in North Dakota. So then what did I do? Here's the delicious justice of all of this. So this is like striking back at corporate America. I took my letter, got a little piece of tape. I drove over to the bank and I taped it on the glass door. And Mr. Snitty, snarky, passive aggressive bank manager guy saw me because I waved at him and smiled. And he came out angrily and tore the letter off the door and then read it. So he gets to know that there's a complaint to corporate, which probably will go nowhere. And that is the death of customer service. I say again, 2 weeks ago, with local people, this was not a problem. But they have to close the lobbies for COVID right as the so-called emergency is ending. Okay. Different? Let me tell you how they're different. I called the local Montana branch of this bank. They have a branch there. And I left a message and I said, can somebody call me back? I have a question about lobby hours. That's all I said. 20 minutes later, the client relations manager of the bank for that branch calls me. So what can I do for you? Answered all my questions about the hours. And yes, the lobby is open in all of the Montana branches because they're not a bunch of scared ninnies running around vaccinated with two masks on waiting for the sky to fall. And also, in Montana, the MBAs in the conference room that make all these business decisions about how to, you know, save money, they know that if they shut off the lobbies in Montana, people will be like, really? We're going to go to the Farmers Bank. We're going to go to the Agra Bank or whatever it is, the little local banks. So this stuff doesn't happen in Montana. And not only did that, the manager call me back in Montana, said, here's my direct line if you ever have any questions or concerns, and I'll send you an email to the account we have on file for you, the email account, with the name of my supervisor. So if there's ever any difficulty getting into a lobby, you call us and we're going to take care of it. Same company. Difference is goodness in a red state, badness in a blue state. See where I'm going with this? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's wrong with blue states and why folks are going to red states and why this works for you. Why this works for you. Stick around, everybody.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The Three Sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
PE Gun Show, your local hometown gun and knife show, July 17th and 18th, has the largest selection of items you want to see at a gun show. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlet malls at Loveland. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com for more details. See you at this show.
Dennis Prager here, reminding you to join me weeknights for conversation about today's burning issues, the ones that sometimes keep you up at night, so you can listen to me. Dennis Prager, weeknights 9 to midnight on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 KHNC.
Real, so listen up, y'all, because this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord above.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Those of you watching,
I answer to no one.
2.0 site. You got to see me playing air drums, which could be, to be honest, is not that big of a thrill, so you're not missing much. But anyway, Glenn Tate, host of the Friday edition, open forum on KHNC, 1360 AM, of course, co-host of the Prepping 2.0 show heard here on Saturdays. If you want to hear the archives of Prepping 2.0 and look at some of the other shows we've done, we're up to episode 140. We've covered a lot of topics. A lot of them are very meat and potatoes, practical preparedness topics. This week's episode, Shelby did solo. It's called The Meat Mafia, and it's about four companies that are controlling beef and how they're ripping off ranchers and how they're trying to make beef really expensive for the avowed purpose. They're right out on record. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not speculation. They're right up front. They say, yeah, because of global warming, we can't have beef anymore. So we're going to nudge people and drive them over into plant-based, you know, veggie burgers. So we're going to make the price of beef really high. And they say it like they're proud of it. Anyway, and then there's some more practical stuff in there. So we were talking about the divide grows, but you're ready. Talking about the blue state. Here's something that's happening with the exodus and what its effect on the blue state is. The drones, the rule followers, the socialists, the people who are afraid of taking risk, the people who are afraid of everything, apparently, with these double masks and vaccines, they're becoming more and more concentrated. They're sticking around in their blue areas, which is great because we're all moving to red areas, so we get to be away from them. This is fantastic. Now, why do the blue state drone idiot socialists stay in their blue states? I have a theory. It's pretty well formed. I think it's pretty accurate. And that is the blue state people think they have it made in blue states. They think that having art museums that are surrounded by homeless people and you got to step over a bunch of needles that are sitting on the sidewalk to get to the art museum, they think that's just the best thing ever. They think that city living is amazing. And here's the other thing. That's half of it. Here's the second half of what's going on in the minds of the blue staters that are staying in blue states. They're demonstrably failing. I should note, if you haven't listened to Joe Jaquin's show, Patriot Radio News Hour, from yesterday, when he describes his trip to California, you need to. He describes firsthand how awful that place is and how it's getting awfuler. It looks like I invented a second word this show. Man, two words in one show. Anyway, the thing about the blue state people, and this makes me laugh. I hope you get a good chuckle out of it. They think we're all idiots out here, us cowboys. It's kind of funny. I'm not really a cowboy. Steeds out in the red areas, the red counties, the red states, they think we're a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. They hate us. They absolutely hate us. And they don't want to be around us. Even when, and this is true of last summer in Seattle, even when that city was burning, literally, not figuratively, it was actually on fire. Those Seattleites, they thought Seattle was awesome because it's not Hickville where people talk funny and people pray and own guns and all kinds of other evil, awful things. They hate us. They don't want to be with us. They'd rather be in their own garbage holes than be with us. This is fabulous. This is such good news. See, there you go. Bad news is blue parts of America are going downhill like week by week it's getting worse. Inflation's getting worse, all these other things. Good news is they're sticking where they are, and we're all congregating in red areas. And even if you're in a blue state, but a red area of a blue state, like the Front Range, I think it's pretty fair to say, you're at least kind of getting together with red kind of neighbors. You're getting together. You're forming networks. So we're all getting tight. Our side's getting tight, and their side is just going down the toilet. So this is fabulous. Now, in contrast to all of that blue state stuff, here's another, the second half, I should say. Here's the second half of how the divide is growing. Blue state going down, red state going up. Remember my example of the bank? It was the Montana people that called me right back and said, how can we help? They didn't know the size of the accounts. They didn't even care. They cared about people. They thought, oh, somebody needs some help with lobbying. Instead of, I'm going to sit in this chair and look at people outside pounding on the door, and then I'm going to be sarcastic and snotty to them. So there's that. Here's another example. We're looking at some houses. We have a rental house now, and we're trying to find a permanent place, which is kind of hard to do, by the way. Everybody and their dog is moving to Montana. It's hay time right now. Probably is in Colorado, too. And guy we know is baler broke. He went to his neighbor's. The neighbor's baler broke. That's hard to say. The neighbor's baler broke. And this is why Blue City people hate us. The baler broke. And this old dude, 83-year-old guy, that lived, you know, several properties away, saw they were having troubles, came by with his hay baler, and he just baled hay with him. Didn't ask for any money. He's like, you need to get this. Here you go. See, that's what it's all about. Low tax rates in red states are great. Gun rights in red states are great. That 83-year-old dude, that's what it's all about, everybody. And that's what we have in the red areas. And they don't have. They have the snarky bank manager. We have the 83-year-old hay baling dude. What a huge advantage we have. See, when I said, but you're ready, you are surrounding yourself with people who get stuff done. They get the hay baled. They don't go and do this corporate nonsense and these complaints and all this other stuff. They get stuff done. People in red areas, and I'm generalizing, but it's a darn solid generalization, so I'm going to go ahead and make it. People in red areas, for the most part, have skills. They can fix hay balers. They can bale hay. They can fix cars. They can do a whole lot of stuff. They don't have to call somebody and have somebody dispatched to come out and fix something. We can fix things for the most part, or we know people who can, right? Also, people in red states, we tend to put our money. People in blue states are probably all bragging to themselves because the balance on their 401ks is so high, or whatever other, you know, financial stuff they have. It's all fluffy. It's zeros and ones. All it takes is electricity to go off and your zeros and ones go away, right? Or the Treasury Department to say to all, let's say, 401k plans, yeah, guys, in order to have safe investments, you're going to buy 50% of, you're going to put 50% of all your holdings in Treasury notes that are yielding a whopping 1.3% right now, by the way. So all these city people that think they have it so made because they got big numbers on their bank account, it's a sad illusion. What a rude awakening those people are going to have when we have a digital currency. More on that in a moment. But the folks out in the country, and again, this is a generalization. Obviously, people in the country have 401ks and they still use cash and everything else. But you know what we tend to put our money into? Hay balers, land, livestock, equipment, vehicles, guns, water systems. Guess who's better off when the zeros and ones go away? See where I'm headed with this? Stick around, everybody. We got more positivity coming from the red states.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. This is an ad for DeafProtection.com. The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences, but at the same time has become the largest tracking device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any one time, multiple government agencies can be listening to your cell phone calls and/or intercepting your texts and emails. Because of this invasion of privacy, Defense Enabling Assistance Framework created Deaf Protection that keeps your personal and digital cell phone information protected. To learn more, visit them at DeafProtection.com. That's DeafProtection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and emails are protected at all times during transmission.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
We'll be right back. as you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday edition, the Open Forum, KHNC, 1360 AM. I am Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show. And we were talking about how things are so much better in the red areas of this country, and that's part of the divide that's going on. I mentioned that folks in red areas, for the most part, generalization alert, have skills and hard assets. Here's another thing, and I'll take the little area of Montana that we're moving to as an example. We grow food. There's a lot of food that's grown. I don't just mean little gardens. I mean lots and lots of people have 2-3 cattle, that kind of stuff. Then there's plenty of other cattle, not mega corporate farms, but there's food as far as the eye can see, right? And I don't know that it's enough to sustain the area if the area were cut off, if the blue state people cut off the areas, which I think is going to happen. They're going to try to because they're going to be desperate. They're going to want that stuff too. They probably don't want the beef. They probably want the plant-based soy burgers, but whatever. Far more self-reliant. We have it going on. I'll tell you another thing. In the red states, a lot more ownership of gold and silver. That's important. I don't get paid by Patriot Trading Group. I've been a customer for a long time. I was a customer before I even talked to them about doing a radio show. And so that's a thing too. But that fits in with what I was saying about having hard assets. So I think a digital currency is coming, to abruptly switch gears, but not really switch gears. You'll see where I'm going with this. I think a digital currency is coming because hyperinflation is going to go insane for all the reasons you already know about. And they've got to basically cancel out the debts that are out there, the unpayable ginormous debts, government debts, corporate debts, personal debts, by doing away with the currency in which those debts are held and creating a new one. So I think it may get phased in over a while. I don't know exactly. I don't claim to know the details of how a digital currency, a digital dollar rolls out, but it's happening for all the reasons you know. Well, I thought about that this morning. I was thinking about this red and blue state thing. See, I wake up in the morning and I start thinking about what am I going to talk about on this show, and I start thinking and thinking and thinking, and I came up with this. Let's say there's a digital dollar rollout in the United States, and let's even assume that it happens relatively slowly so folks can plan for it, which may or may not happen, but let's just kind of give it the best case scenario. Here's what I see happening, the difference between blue and red states when it comes to a digital dollar. Blue state people, they're going to be all about that digital dollar because that's all they have. They work primarily in the information sector. They may do software or technology, or they may be architects or whatever they do. They don't exactly build things. They don't make things. They don't use their hands. You know, they use their fingers on a keyboard, and that's about it. So they're going to be all about digital dollars. That's going to be all they have because they're going to have to buy absolutely everything they need with digital dollars. They got to buy food. They got to buy whatever, art or whatever it is the city people buy with their money, fancy shoes, whatever it is, they're going to need digital dollars. They're going to be 100% lassoed into the digital dollar world. Well, guess what? Out in the red areas, we got some more options. Now, yes, digital dollars will be the currency in places like Montana or Wyoming or Idaho or wherever you want. It'll still be, because it's still going to be, probably still going to be part of the United States, at least functionally. I think it would be kind of a bold prediction to say that if the blue states came up with a digital dollar, all the red states would come up with a gold-backed currency. That may happen. I think it would be the natural outcome after 10 or 20 years of this nonsense, but I don't think it happens immediately. I'm not a big pie-in-the-sky kind of guy. And I think things happen gradually for the most part. So in the red areas, you're going to have, yeah, there's going to be some digital dollar transactions. Maybe your job, you get paid in digital dollars, blah, blah, blah. But there's going to be an enormous bartering system, homie hookups. That's when, you know, your homeboy hooks you up with a good deal on stuff, people taking care of each other. As I say, bartering. So I think that in the red states, even with a digital dollar, it's going to be a partial digital dollar economy in the red areas, with the other part of the economy being filled in with good old-fashioned baling hay for people. If you let my cow graze, I'll give you half the cow, and my buddy's the butcher, and I make moonshine, and that's how I pay the butcher. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's legit. That is how the rest of the world has always operated. We think in America we're so, you know, sophisticated. Well, I think we got a little too sophisticated for nature, and I think we're going to go back to doing things the way they're done in a lot of places. So I see this really interesting mix. I had to write a book about this, to be honest. I'm not being facetious. Like, 299 Days is the prepper novel series I wrote, 10-book series about 10 years ago. Man, I should do one set in Montana, and it talks about this partial digital dollar economy and system. You can't pull that off, that partial, you know, barter system, if everybody's a jerk, because nobody will trust anybody. You have to be tight-knit. You have to be a group of decent people with decent values that you can trust in order for this to work. And here's the thing. With a digital dollar, the cities are going to – they're going to hoard all the food. They're going to hoard all the everything. They're going to want all the stuff. They're going to be in control, kind of like nominally, politically in control. You know who's really going to be in control of day-to-day getting people stuff that they need, like toothpaste? Cartels. That's coming. Anyway, don't think Mexican cartels, because there's all kinds of different cartels, and they're not all like drug cartels. There could be toothpaste cartels, and I'm not even kidding. So that's what's going to be happening. So it's going to be necessity, in my opinion, in red areas to not rely on a digital dollar. And guess what? People in red areas are capable of not having to rely totally on a digital dollar. See what I'm saying? You ready?
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church at 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the final segment of the Friday edition of the Open Forum on KHNC 1360 AM. This is what we always refer to as the positive segment. We like to end on a positive note. Heck, it's Friday. You might as well get folks in a positive frame of mind for the weekend. And here's the cool thing. It's very easy to be positive. You know what I'm going to say. You guys, you're listening to this show. You're open to what is being said. You are in a very good position to be those red staters, even if you may live in a blue state. Be of a red state mindset, I think is the best way to put it. You're the kind of people that if your hay baler's working, you go bale hay and you help people out. You're the kind of people that maybe trade eggs. You're the kind of people that know how to fix stuff. All the advantages I was mentioning in the previous segment that the red state folks have are the kind of thing, that's the way you live. And here's the key thing. You want to live in a place and be around people who are decent because you're decent. For example, you are far more likely to be the Montana branch manager who calls back and says, how can I help, than you are the Seattle branch manager who's like being snotty and tearing the letter off the door, right? You are the kind of person that is going to do well in what's coming. Joe Jaquin says it all the time, and he is so right. You know, hyperinflation, it's not the end of the world. It's bad news, and it's going to wipe out a lot of wealth. It's not the end of the world. People will still survive. People will figure out ways to do all these things. Look at Bosnia. Look at Argentina in 2000, 2001. Look at Russia in the early 90s when their currency went bananas and hyperinflated. People still live. It's just different. And your personality, the kind of around with the place you're in, the people in the place you're in, the skills you have, the skills that people around you have, candidly, the Christian worldview, I think, is enormously helpful for making all this work. It's not a religious show, but I got to be honest. I think it's a really huge advantage that many of us on our side have, where we have just a different view of humanity because of our beliefs. We are the ones who are going to do fine. It's going to be kind of yucky. I'm on chemotherapy right now. It is yucky, and it's tolerable. Am I going to live? Oh, heck yeah, I'm going to live, and I'm going to come out of this stronger. But am I having a good morning right now? Nope. Almost threw up coming into the show. The nausea is horrible. It's getting worse, too. I'm on treatment 9 of 12, which is probably why all these toxins accumulate in your body. It gets worse. So it is tolerable but yucky. But we're going to be the ones. We're not going to be the art dealers who have $600,000 in fancy shoes in some closet and then wonder why, you know, we can't buy food with digital dollars. See what I'm saying? We are far more resilient, far more self-reliant. Just the decency alone is going to get us through this. Now, it takes hard work. It takes preparation now. Food, water treatment, guns, ammo, gold and silver. It takes some forethought. It takes some investment now. But because of how we are, how we're wired, we're going to do way better than the blue state. And so this divide, bring it on. Blue state folks, concentrate in your blue areas. Us red state, we'll concentrate in our areas. We'll see who does better. I'm betting on us. Hey, everybody. Thank you once again for the honor of speaking to you for an hour. Love. And I hope you have a great weekend. And now it is time. My tape is going to ride on and talk to you in 7 days. Adios, y'all.
Missing me a dirt road and a beer between my knees. Staring at my rear view rolling through the pine trees. Deer tracks in the dirt. Good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Hi there. Are you looking for a way
to provide your family with the best locally sourced dry-aged beef available? Well, I've got a solution for you. I would like to introduce you to Meat America. Meat America is a Colorado company that buys Colorado beef and provides it to Colorado families. We deliver to Wyoming, too. We can be reached at 970-759-9217. Or if you'd like to email, you can reach us at meetamericainc@gmail.com. Ask us any questions. Thanks.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Colorado is ahead of most states when it comes to COVID-19 inoculations. New data shows the Centennial State has one of the nation's worst rates of COVID-19-caused deaths per capita lately.
Colorado's death rate from the virus has been the country's fourth highest since the beginning of June. Only Michigan, Georgia, and West Virginia have been worse off. This is also one of 10 states where the Delta variant is now the dominant strain of COVID.
The presence of the Delta variant, which is significantly more contagious, but also has been shown to have poorer outcomes, people get sicker from it, is probably what we're seeing represented with that.
UC Health's Dr. Michelle Barron saying the Delta variant started showing up here quite a bit earlier than in other states. She adds that unvaccinated people are driving the state's hospitalization numbers higher as well. Colorado has nearly 3 million fully vaccinated residents at 50.7% of the state's eligible population. I'm Jim Williams.
Over the next couple of months, the Colorado Department of Transportation is going to be upgrading exit ramps with additional signage to prevent drivers from going the wrong way on an exit ramp. The first step is to take the current wrong way signs placed at the end of the exit and turn them 45 degrees so that they're more visible. They'll then add a second and a third set of signs. The third set will include lights and radar that will turn the lights on when triggered. Each time it's triggered, the time and date information will be stored. The project is beginning in northwestern Colorado and moving eastward down I-70. Governor Jared Polis has signed a new bill into law that will change policies on police body camera laws in the state. The bill allows officers to turn off a body-worn camera to avoid recording personal information not related to a case during a long break in administrative, tactical, or management discussions where civilians are not present. It requires police to release body camera footage within 21 days from the date of a request and strips qualified immunity defense from Colorado State Patrol and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. From custom home loans to competitive rates and everything in between, you can trust them to find you the best deal. They're local to Colorado, and they partner with some of the best real estate agents around. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike, or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now is the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get a machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water, cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dahibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin. And in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Well, let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoon, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea, at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you
Take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection, but you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor, gives them antibiotics, they drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back, they go back to the doctor, they get some more antibiotics, and in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic,
you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold it in his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea, because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years. And he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy, because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tejibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information on our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B.com. So the complete website is www.tejiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call, because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment, or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen, and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer, because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases, just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update.
I go, fantastic. Please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and my PSA level was 1,200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120? Because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada, calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as, you know, God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water, or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea. Once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And two and a half months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best. But unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, the informational booklets that you include with every order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course. She says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word T, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Tahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Paudarco bark to make Tahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Tahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Paudi Arco Tahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Tahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Tahibo Tea. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308-ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace?
palace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
This is David Knight. It's great to be back weekday mornings at 9 a.m. on KHNC AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. Join me as I analyze the globalist next move, 9 a.m. every Monday through Friday.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Say something very calmly here on air right now on this live Friday, July 9th broadcast. And I'm going to just let this sink in for everybody. I have a stack of news articles here without even looking. I mean, if I wanted to, I'd find 100 more. I have a stack of news articles here with renowned emergency brain surgeons in the United States and in Italy and in Australia, without even looking. It's just in the news that brain trauma surgeons are saying they've never seen brains look like this. Swollen, bloody messes. Holes eaten in all the tissue. Liquefaction. And now let's let this next part sink in. Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual criminal suspects are blocking that information and saying, that's not from the UN. So you see the old reports back in the 80s, they had the cop killer bullets that would shoot through vests, and they'd see doctors, the trauma doctors, oh, I've never seen a bullet shoot through things like this, it caused so much damage. So they banned those bullets just on the word of some doctors.